T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So as Mr. Ulrike just elegantly imitated and mocked me, and so beginning with the RR pitchers, Chris Archer, as you just announced, was placed on a 10-day IL with right shoulder inflammation. He was re-examined by our team physicians this morning here in Pittsburgh. The inflammation, the doctors felt that required a period of rest. We will reassess in about 7 to 10 days. Chris will remain with the club, continue his conditioning program, continue his arm care, and let the inflammation calm down, and we'll progress as tolerated. Clay Holmes, as you have seen over the past probably 3 to 4 days, workload has ramped up on him. That last pitch he threw, I felt some discomfort in his left quad. Came in today, reassessed him, just wasn't able to go. Therefore, he was also placed on the 10-day IL with the left quad discomfort. Mr. Birdie continues his rehab progression down in the Bradenton group. No real change there. Chad Kuhl, you guys haven't had a chance to talk to Chad. I would encourage you to. What a landmark for him. He actually threw a bullpen off PNC Park's bullpen slope, which was an unbelievable step in the right direction for this young man. As we've walked through in the past, Edgar Santana would love to be here, but I think he's doing the right thing to stay in there with his newborn and his family. So Chad and Edgar have thrown about 6 to 7 bullpens so far in their journey back from UCL reconstruction, and things continue to move in the right direction with those men there as well. And then finally, last but not least, JMO. So he's 8 days post revision from Dr. Olchek. He had a nice landmark yesterday when he can get out of this post-op dressing and into his surgical brace, which he will wear for quite some time now. I'm sure you guys will be seeing and talking to him in the near future. He is very encouraged, optimistic about his journey back from the revision surgery that was performed earlier this week. In regards to our position players, Francisco Cervelli, he's played in about 5-6 games with the Indy Club. No complications, no issues. He's actually playing. They have a doubleheader in Toledo, so he's going to catch the first game, 7 innings, and he's going to DH for the second game. So continues to report no issues with Francisco. And Gregory Polanco, he has resumed all baseball activities, meaning he has actually hit in a sim game down there with the Bradenton group and GCL, and he's thrown to bases. So he continues to work back towards full game activities as well.
When might we see Mr. Polanco?
The projection right now is to get him into some upper-level minor league competition towards the end of this month, and then we'll go from there.
So there's a chance he could potentially be back?
Yes, I know that was Gregory's goal from the mindset, and that's the medical team's goal as well.
Talking to Archer, how did this come about, and where exactly is the inflammation initially?
So the inflammation is general. It's not one specific location. As he went to warm up after the first half inning, I think those who were here saw him airmail the ball over there, and something just didn't feel right for him, and he could no longer continue.
So the MRI, did that show any damage or anything, or is it more just, or is that not conclusive or anything?
There's inflammation within the shoulder, and our doctors are at this initial stages of this are optimistic that this is going to be short term.
Was that the first time he felt it?
Excuse me?
Was yesterday the first time that he felt it?
To that level, yes.
Clint always uses the term, he doesn't want to overcook things, so I don't expect you to do that either. But just in a general sense, how strenuous has this entire year been on you and your staff? What have you learned about yourself and the other athletic trainers?
That's a good question. That's a really good question. I usually don't like to answer questions about myself. But, it's a compliment to, I think, the organization. It's a compliment to Brian and Ben and the strength staff and Otis, the work they've put in. for every guy, including some coaches. I think it's a testament to their commitment to the players, to the organization, that they're bound and determined, no matter what injury happens, that they will leave no stone unturned and really focus on getting these guys back.
What does Archer do in the meantime? Is he cleared to do, you know, non-throwing activities, or is it like total rest shutdown?
No, he's cleared to continue with his conditioning. He's cleared to continue with his weight training as he optimistically hopes to finish the season.
Is Tucker okay heading out of here? I know he took the pitch off the foot. Clint mentioned that yesterday.
Yeah, he had a little contusion of that foot. He hadn't played yet in the Indy game. He's resumed some activities with the Indy club. So,
yeah.
I know Diaz came back and everything, and he's been back. But how intricate was that illness he dealt with, and is he still dealing with any symptoms with that at all?
Good question, Tobias. He's not dealing with any symptoms since he resumed all activities in spring training. So that was first and foremost, the doctors made sure that they cleared him, that there would be no residual effect. So there is no issues with this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.